Juno Douglas High School has had a tennis team for 11 years, and it's still the only team in Southeast Alaska's Region 5. It started when Juno's Alaska Club was locally owned, had a full-blown tennis program and 5 courts. Now it's owned by a New York company, has 3 courts and no tennis pro, but head coach Amy Skillbred and assistant coach JDHS history teacher Kurt Zinich find little difficulty attracting kids to the sport.
A lot of our team begins freshman year or sophomore year, never having picked up a racket before. And it's really fun to see them develop over the 4 years that they're here and go on and play state in their sophomore and junior year.
In the recent Region 5 tournament, which was just the Juno team, 17-year-old Jasper McNaughton finished
first place in men's singles, men's doubles, and mixed doubles. And I'm a junior, and I guess that's the first time that that's happened, is that a junior has gotten first place in all three. So that's pretty exciting for me.
McNaughton is one of 42 team members. Tennis is sort of a family affair for the McNaughtons. 4 other families also have 2 kids on the team this fall. McNaughton is competing this weekend in the state tournament in mixed doubles with partner Emma Good. Her sister, Sammy Good, is competing in girls' doubles. 2 other siblings, John and Ben Scudder, are also playing in the championship games. Sammy Good is a freshman and has been playing tennis since about 4th grade. She says her backhand is her most consistent shot, and she knows every point counts.
If you mess up, you can just do it again in the next point, so keep bettering every point.
Good likes doubles better than singles because partners encourage and help each other, like her partner at state, senior Katie Talmadge. She's played all 4 years for JDHS and traveled to the state tournament last year. But her first round draw turned out to be the state champion, and Talmadge says it didn't go very well. Her game has improved a lot this year, and the highlight was a visit to the team by professional coach Mike Hinkle.
It's really good to have an outside perspective on your playing because then he's able to give you tips and directions on how to change your shots that some of the other coaches might not because they've seen you play so much.
Coach Hinkle will be working with individual players during the state tournament, another bonus for those who get to compete. 15-year-old John Scudder will play in boys' singles this weekend. He joined the team last year as cross-training for soccer. Now he's hooked. Sometimes, he says, it's just fun to hit something as hard as you can.
Like over and over again, kind of just take out whatever you want on the ball.
Most team members come from other sports, and though cross-training is good, Coach Gilbred tells them the best way to get better at tennis is to play tennis. JDHS has had as many as 60 kids participate on the no-cut team.
I think it teaches you relying on yourself, some self-confidence, working with a team and others, helping newer players on the team so that you're not just only concerned about yourself as a team member. And it's a lifelong sport. You don't need 21 other people to go play tennis. You can find one other person and go play.
The Juno players will compete Friday and Saturday in the 7th Alaska State High School Tennis Championship. Matches will be played at the East and North Alaska Clubs in Anchorage. In Juno, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.